Megan, thank you for joining me on In Business.
Thanks so much for having me again, Amber. Delighted to be here.
So Megan, what actually is the Pathway to Innovate program?
So the Pathway to Innovate program, I suppose, it's a practical, no-cost opportunity for SMEs to explore how innovation can drive growth in their business. It will also help those SMEs to diagnose gaps, I suppose, that they might have in their business in terms of skills, funding, or other resources that might be preventing them in terms of their innovation and growth. And really, with that diagnosis, then it will point them in the direction of various supports that are available.
Fantastic. It sounds great. And as you went through there as well, the whole idea, I suppose, is to give SMEs maybe that chance of support maybe and to collaborate with different experts as well in different areas and come up with strategies for any issues maybe that they might be facing. So it seems like it's going to be a really beneficial program for SMEs.
It really will be a very beneficial program. I suppose the support landscape, it's vast in Ireland for SMEs. There is plenty of support out there for companies to look at innovating, creating new products and services and growing their business. But actually navigating that landscape, it can be quite complex. Sometimes you don't know which supports will be best for you and best for your business. So I think Pathway to Innovate is unique in that it really, I suppose, looks at your business as a whole. It will help you identify and diagnose those gaps that your business is facing and then give you a tailored pathway towards innovation and growth. So it will really help SMEs. You know, we'll really do a lot of the legwork for SMEs in that respect.
Okay, brilliant. It sounds great. And I know part of it as well involves different clinics that are taking place, and one of those clinics will be taking place in the RDI Hub. Talk us through what that event will involve, Megan.
It will. So our clinic is taking place on October the 8th. So it's a full day clinic from 9 until 3:30. And over the course of the day, we will have a number of speakers representing a number of support bodies that are available to SMEs. So we'll have the likes of Skillnet Ireland, IRDG, Enterprise Ireland, Kerry Leo, Research and Development Tax Credit Specialists, all here on site on that one day. So when people sign up for the clinic, they will be asked to pre-fill a diagnostic form so that we're prepared for them when they arrive on the day. We'll be able to kind of preempt the queries that they might have because we'll have seen from their diagnostic the gaps or challenges that they're facing. So when people come in then on the day, it will be a very hands-on day. So we will obviously have our speakers speaking to the various supports that they can offer SMEs, but we're also going to have a number of different workshops throughout the day as well, led by IRDG, which is the Industry Research Development Group in Ireland. So they will be guiding companies through really looking at their business and giving them clear practical ideas that are, you know, really tailored to their business.
Brilliant. It sounds excellent. And in terms of maybe some of the experts that might be addressing the event, do you have any names that you can share with us at the moment?
We do, yeah. So we on site, we will have IRDG, which is the Industry Research Development Group. We will also have Skillnet Ireland. We'll have Enterprise Ireland, Kerry Leo, Cedar, Research and Development Tax Solutions. So there's a wide variety, really, covering both, I suppose, upskilling, access to funding, access to tax credits, access to support if you're thinking of potentially exporting a new product. So a wide variety of different speakers, which I'm sure will appeal to all of the attendees on the day.
Certainly will, and a great opportunity as well to hear from the experts, but maybe to meet them on a one-to-one level as well and have maybe a more in-depth chat if they have anything that they want to raise with them. But just a great opportunity in general when everyone's in the one room, I suppose, Megan.
It is. It really is. And yes, there will be those one-to-one conversation opportunities to have with the support providers that are going to be on site. And I think it really cuts through that complexity. You know, the program itself is geared towards company leaders, business development managers, any sort of change makers inside of SMEs that can kind of bring ideas back to the company and really put them into action. So that's who we're targeting with this clinic. And on the day, I suppose they'll just be exposed to a number of different pathways to innovation, hence the name of the program. So they'll be exposed to a number of different pathways to innovation that their company can take. So it should be a very inspiring day. They should get an awful lot of value from the session.
I've no doubt that they will. It sounds great. In terms of people that want to attend then the Killorglan event and those change makers, I suppose, that you are targeting, I can imagine, Megan, you probably want them to sign up in advance.
Yes, we do. So the spaces will be limited. I suppose it's a very busy day, so we will be limiting spaces. So in order to get more information, I would suggest looking up the Pathway to Innovate website, and that is pathwaytoinnovate.ie. In terms of our own clinic then, as I mentioned, that's on October 8th. If you'd like to sign up for that, the best way would be to check out the RDI Hub LinkedIn page, or even just reach out to us here at RDI Hub. So the best email address for that would be info@rdihub.com. And as I say, we do need to limit, because of the interactive nature of the day and the workshop style setup, the spaces will be limited. So I would say if anyone's interested, please do reach out to us as soon as possible. I'm always available on LinkedIn as well if people want to contact me directly.
And I can imagine if people want to find out a little bit more about the programme, or maybe even to sign up in general for the Pathway to Innovate programme, the website is probably the best place to look at initially as well, just to get that little bit more information.
It is. That will give a full overview of the programme and what we're aiming to achieve. We're actually partnering with a number of different hubs along the west coast of Ireland to deliver this programme in a number of different locations. So if for some reason October the 8th here in Killorglan may not suit somebody, we also are running clinics in Cork, in Limerick, in Galway, in Sligo. So I'm sure there would be a date and a location that would suit people.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. And I suppose, you know, when it comes to SMEs, I suppose the kind of in the title, you know, they're smaller sized businesses, obviously, and the kind of the title gives it away. And the people who are running them or the people who are working them, they're kind of expected, aren't they, Megan, to be experts maybe in all areas, which can be very difficult, especially in the current climate that we're in at the moment. And, you know, I suppose there's so much to keep on top of in terms of, you know, red tape and getting things done by different legislation and regulations, but also the cost of running a business as well. So taking part in a programme like this, it's a great opportunity for people just to get that support, and I suppose to meet the experts and to speak with them as well, because they might have been through the challenges that a different business is facing at the moment. So it's definitely worthwhile checking it out and taking part if they can.
It is, for sure. And, you know, I think you've hit on something very important there, particularly with some of our smaller SMEs. You know, those kind of business leaders and change makers within those SMEs, they wear so many hats. You know, a lot of them can be expected to be CEOs, CFOs, CMOs, COOs. So, you know, they can be quite time poor, but this clinic really should be seen as, I suppose, a great use of their time. They can come to one place, explore all of the supports that are available here to them regionally. And it's a great opportunity for those leaders to step back from that really busy day to day and think strategically about the growth of the business and the potential for innovation and new products. So it will be an excellent use of any business leader's time. I can guarantee that.
That's great to hear. It certainly sounds like it will be. Well, Megan, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening and to talk us through the Pathway to Innovate. It sounds like a really exciting and interesting program for sure.
Thanks a million, Amber. I really appreciate you having us on.